Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Skins moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skins hits a line drive into left field. Lockman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lockman. Skins moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Waitkus reaches third base with a triple. Skins scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus throws to second for one, and Smalley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lockman moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-1 in the game. Mattern hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Skins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Skins moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Westrum reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Clint Hartung now pitching. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mattern hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 2 in the game. Borowy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Borowy reaches second base with a double. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Skins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Skins reaches second base with a double. Borowy scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Cubs. Andy Hansen now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lark moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lark scores. McCarthy moves to second. It's 8-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. McCarthy moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarthy scores. Lockman moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Westrum hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Mattern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom juggles the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-4 in the game. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Mattern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Westrum is called out on strikes. 1 out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. the Giants will come to bat. Les Leighton pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Les Leighton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leighton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.